Welcome to the podcast today and to your daily dose of the Word of God. Yesterday, we discussed God's transcendence. If you remember, I told you that God's immanence kind of goes hand in hand with his transcendence. What do we mean by saying God is immanent? Now, don't confuse his immanence with an A with immanence with an I. I'm talking about immanence, I-M-M-A-N-E-N-C-E. Immanence with an I, I-M-M-I-N-E-N-C-E, is referring to Jesus' coming back, is imminent, meaning that it could happen any time, it could happen any moment. That's imminent. But his immanence with an A means that God is present in all of creation while remaining distinct from it. In other words, there's no place where God is not. His sovereign control extends everywhere simultaneously. Transcendence means God exists outside of space, matter, and time, and his immanence means that God is present within them too. Both are incommunicable attributes of God. He is both nearby and far away. God wants to be near his creation. That is seen in him coming to earth through the Virgin Mary. We can see his immanence in the following verse, Matthew 1, verse 23. Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Wow. These two attributes of God should give you a whole new perspective about God's goodness and God's greatness. To think that God is outside of time, space, and matter, and that man cannot reach God, yet, because of God's love for man, his immanence, God came near and seeks to have a relationship with us and to save us through Jesus Christ. Wow, wow, wow. Well, that ought to give you something to think about today. May God bless you today.